Paul Harvey Jr. In a minute, the rest of the story.
Volunteers of America is a national organization that for over 100 years has provided programs and services that allow people to overcome their challenges to become vital members of their community. At Volunteers of America, we don't just help people, we help people help themselves. Find out how you can support the programs that are working in your community. Contact Volunteers of America today. Call 1-800-899-0089.
TracFone, number one in the nation in prepaid wireless. Now, TracFone has an even lower price on the Motorola C139 model, just $1,288. And with TracFone's unique airtime balance, just to always know when it's time to go to Walmart for a new airtime card to add minutes for calls or texting. Start the new year off right with TracFone, the cell phone that puts you in control. TracFone at Walmart.
Now, the rest of the story. A misanthrope is a hater of humankind. And Sam was a misanthrope. I am the only man living who understands human nature, he once said. And when I get over on the other side, I shall use my influence to have the human race drowned again. And this time, drowned good. No omissions. No arc. And you know, for Sam, that was no joke. He genuinely despised people. He often berated man as a poor creature who, quote, begins as dirt and departs as stench, created for no purpose except the entertainment of microbes. According to Sam, evolution failed when man appeared, quote, for he has the only evil heart in all the animal kingdom. Everything human is pathetic, Sam said. Pity is for the living. Envy is for the dead. Sam was a miserable man, full of rage and contempt and scorn and despair. For his own amusement, he once rewrote the lyrics of the Battle Hymn of the Republic to read, quote, greed is marching on. To a business associate, he once wrote, please to put yourself in my place and contemplate the grisly grotesqueness of the situation. Not that the sympathy of associates would have been much comfort to Sam. He often berated those with whom he did business as scoundrels, intent on defrauding him. The times in which Sam lived, he described as cheerless, though surely time in history would have fit that description for cynical Sam. He greeted most public issues with disdain, with a vast, almost unreal bitterness. I've been reading the morning paper, he once remarked. I do it every morning. Well, knowing that I shall find in it the usual depravities and basenesses and hypocrisies and cruelties that make up civilization and cause me to put in the rest of the day pleading for the damnation of the human race. And how did Sam's fellow man, whom he so bitterly despised, regard him? Well, a few called him vulgar, but you'd be interested to know that the great majority of those who came in contact with Sam thought he was the original fun guy. And why? Because for the most part, Sam kept his burning hatred of people a secret. He kept his misanthropy to himself. How do you get that way in the first place? Well, it's been said that what a man sees in the human race is merely himself in the deep and private honesty of his own heart. And yes, Sam said that. Although believing it made him no less bitter. In fact, he grew only more so throughout his life. Sam also observed that, quote, the secret source of humor is not joy, but sorrow. There is no humor in heaven, he once said. Well, if there weren't before Sam got there, I'll bet there is now. Because Sam, the closet misanthrope, the private hater of humanity, was also the public humorist, adored while he lived, and revered to this day. You see, despising people, he became a cynical wit. But pitying them, he made them laugh. Sam Clemens, whom you know as Mark Twain. Only now, you know the rest of the story.
Stay tuned to Houston's Morning News for Paul Harvey's news and comment later this morning at 7:50. Plus all of the day's news and weather and traffic with Lana Hughes and J.P. Pritchard exclusively on News Radio 740.